Welcome back to Calling All Saints, a Nurse Jackie fancast, a fancast made by fans for the fans. I'm your host, Victor.
And I'm Darcy.
And we are the NJ fancast crew, staff, gang, whatever, how you want to phrase it. We're the two people that do the podcast each and every week. We like to welcome the people who've downloaded the show in the past and welcome new listeners back to our show. Each and every week, we sit down and give our little views and thoughts of the hit Showtime series, Nurse Jackie, which airs on Showtime at 10 p.m. on Mondays. So we like to welcome you all, like I said, once again, back to another episode, which is entitled When the Saints Go, which is was Monday's episode of Nurse Jackie, that is.
Yes, we'd like to make a quick disclaimer and tell our audience that we are not affiliated with Showtime or Liongate or any type of production with the show. We are just simple fans trying to get the word out there about what a great show this is.
Not that we wouldn't turn down a check.
Oh, no.
Now, if you want to, if Showtime want to come over and say, hey, you know, we got a money truck, and if you want to, you know, take a few bills off the money truck.
The money truck.
I don't want to say a bag. I want a truck. You know, they say don't dream small, dream big. I'm not. You can't buy me just with a bag. I need a truck.
No.
Got bills to pay. Podcast equipment and all this.
Podcast to pay for.
You know, it's one of those things. You know, it's we do the show. We do this show out of love for the show. That is, but. You know, you have to obviously make an investment and a commitment to time to do any shows. So it's one of those things like, hey, if you find a way to make some money out of these things, then, hey, who's to really say? Not that it would change my opinion of the show. I'm still going to keep it real with you folks and give you my true opinion of the show. So I don't know. Maybe they might not want to give me a check because I might say something. Hey, why were you paying this dude? He's saying bad stuff about the show. That would be totally
horrible.
Yeah, about the show, but we, like I said,
honest.
I like to be honest, and as they say in the streets, as I said in the previous podcast, I keep streets. We keep it, you know, I keep it real with you folks out here. So it's one of those things where we want to just make the show popular, and that's our main goal here. Yeah. So each and every week for you guys.
Yeah.
So thank again for listening, and let's get on with the show here. Each and every, we did a little bit of show outline. We give news, we give a show title, show summary, and we discuss scenes, and we give our likes and dislikes of each and every show. And we could end the show by doing our best bad side manner awards, which we give it to actor or plot line, which we felt really stood out during the show. And we give, explain our malpractice awards, where we give it either to an actor or a plot line we didn't really like or so. So it's not so much that we're saying that it's really bad as far as we give our malpractice award. It's just one of those things where we do it, critique our little show, and we give out little awards, so to speak, that we feel that are little standout moments of the show. So as once again, we get into the news this week. Okay, a little light news week this week, so I'm just going to start off by going with the ratings here. So When Saints Falls did a 0.53 million views, which is down from the 0.650 views that was last week. We're a little down last week. So, but for the half an hour, we did a 0.4/1, which is pretty much average of what the show been going through for the past season, so it's not a big thing. I mean, I've seen it dip down to a 0.3, but 0.1 is seen back where it's holding steady at for right now. But the 0.2 far as the 18 to 49 demographic is still down at the zero. Well, still down at 0.2, that is. So I don't know exactly why that age bracket is down from past seasons where it was before. I don't really have a really graph to critique or go back through to really compare it. But from what I've gathered from the news I read, that viewership is definitely down. So we mentioned before in the past podcast that maybe the marketing wasn't there for this season as it was the previous seasons. But I guess we can all just keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully that number will go up eventually, or maybe people have just moved on. Maybe, you know, some who people during that time period have, you know, watched other shows during that time period, or maybe they're just PVR, and it's not those numbers are, those numbers from my understanding are being, do be accounted for, but far as my reading of the ratings, that is, I'm not seeing exactly all those numbers being counted for as far as PVR numbers for the 18 to 49 demographic.
Hmm. Well, hopefully, you know, we're halfway through the season. Hopefully the second season will pick up a little bit more and get some more viewers. I mean, that's definitely part of why we do this. We enjoy the show. We want to see another season after this one. So,
right.
You know, we're out here trying to spread the word.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure this show here, far as for Showtime, is one of their most popular shows. It broke records as far as the season premiere of the first season. So I'm pretty sure they're keeping an eye on the obvious reasons. If it's down, then if your numbers are down, then you're watching constantly.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that, you know, you have to look at. And hopefully, like you said, the second half of the season will pick up and maybe those numbers will rise. But I think they're really looking at maybe the overall views of the show, not so much maybe the demographic, which
right.
is definitely a concern. But I think it's all about the total views overall that really matters when at the end of the day, when it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll go ahead and do the episode title and summary this week. The episode title, When the Saints Go. And the summary here, the church moves its statues of the saints from the chapel. Charismatic new nurse Kelly rubs Jackie the wrong way. Eddie confesses that he plans to ask Tooney out on a date. And Jackie starts to unravel due to her dwindling pill supply. Also tonight's episode was written by Liz Braxius, co-creator of the show.
Yeah, so yet another episode which was written by the other co-creator, Willem Wallum, who happens to be the sister of Stephen Wallum, who plays Thor on the show. So it's another one of those episodes written by the co-creator. And as I mentioned before, those episodes seem to be a lot more special. And I think that review-wise, they seem to resonate a lot more with the critics. Because with episode, I believe it was 4 or was it 3? It escapes me right now. But that episode was particularly a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. Written by one of the creators.
Yeah.
Not that I'm crapping on the other writers, because they'd be like, wait, what? I write on a show. I do a good job. I'm not saying, you know, any disrespect to them, but I just sometimes I feel when you get the co-creator doing the writing, they stand out because they know the characters a lot more.
Right.
And I know that they coordinate and they plan out the season with the writers they bring onto the show. But it just helps when you see when the co-creator writes the show and gets the episode down, you can see certain touches in the episode or certain things that stand out a lot more.
Right, I agree.
So. But, you know, I have no disrespect to any other writers, so don't email me saying, hey, dude, I've worked hard on this job. So I respect you as a writer, because it's hard being a person, you know, putting together this podcast here is hard.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things. So I respect the writing, because it's a lot of time you have to sit down and discipline yourself in getting out there to do, you know, do our little podcast. And I'm pretty sure, I know it doesn't compare to writing an entire show, because that's millions of dollars, people, you know, time and money, everything's being invested in that. You know, we're just sitting in our little humble abode doing podcasts and critiquing their work. So it's like, who are you to judge me? It's not the case there. It's just, you know, it's one of those things I just want to point out that, you know, it's pretty special when you get the co-creator doing the episode.
Absolutely.
So as we get into it, folks, we go open up scene at the family bar. We see Gracie sitting there Googling on the computer, the devil, Satan,
Lucifer,
that thing. So we definitely, you know, we know from past episodes, we definitely want to see this girl on a computer looking up things that she shouldn't be looking up, because we know Gracie suffer from anxiety issues,
yeah,
and paranoia, that kind of thing. So It you know, that's definitely too much information in the wrong hands.
Yeah, wrong hands is right.
Right. And also what stood out during the episode, there was duct tape on the computer. Now, normally when you watch these shows, the duct tape is over the name of the computer itself to try to keep the company getting from free plugs. But except when you're Apple, Apple seemed to get a lot of love from, especially I know it's on Showtime. Boy, Apple get a lot of love from these television shows. But it was duct tape on the side of the computer that really threw me off, because I was looking like, wait a minute. These guys barely have been making ends meet. They got Wi-Fi in the bar, because it wasn't no wire, because she's sitting on the bar and there's duct tape on the computer. So it's one of those things like
I never noticed.
Right. People might say, well, what are you doing, nitpicking? And it's not, I'm nitpicking, but it's just one of those things where I look at and I just thought was pretty odd.
That's,
you know,
funny.
I mean, but I, I, it's one of those little things. I don't know if it was on purpose who in the writing or in the prop department that put a duct tape, but I guess they're showing that, you know, these people
are having a hard time.
They're barely getting by, and they're just doing, you know, duct tape on the computer. I mean, we all see that duct tape, you know, duct tape is universal tool for everything. So yeah. Even for computers, it would seem. But next we go to Octoonie being quite the role model to the kids, teaching them how to get out of jail if they ever find themselves in an incarcerated situation.
Yeah, call her first. And then Jackie pipes in with, you might not want to call her first because she's probably sitting in the cell next to you.
Oh, yeah, she's quite the role model. I mean, I can totally see Toonie on a Girls Gone Wild video.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, she seemed like an ex gone girl gone wild kind of video vixen, if you will.
She's just another kid for Jackie to take care of, basically.
Right. That's when in the last episode she said she wished that she acted more like police, more like cop and less drunken teenage stepdaughter kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So next we get a little altercation in the bar. Kevin has to lay down the law and kick these guys out to see. I don't know if they were fighting or they were horseplaying or something or something. But Jackie seems to take notice of this take charge kind of Kevin kind of thing because once they get home, get a little
sexy time in.
Yeah, we get a little timing in there.
Yeah, it appears that she likes Kevin being quite kind of a
horizontal mambo.
Yeah,
a little horizontal mambo going on there because it's been a while since they. Been together as far as we've seen on the I haven't really seen prior. I think it was like the first season when they got it on the kitchen floor. That time was probably the last time I remember seeing them really being intimate. I mean, that's the moment that stand out to me.
Yeah,
when he Fruity Pebbles on the back or something. I remember talking during the episode. So you know it was nice to see them, you know, getting. Being intimate, or you know, not to be a pervert. That's not wrong. Like, I'm watching.
Like, it was just nice to see them. Almost like they're not fighting. They're not fighting, and maybe things are on the mend a little bit, and that was nice to see.
Yeah. Next, we open up. We see the next morning, Jackie doing a little googling of her own. We see she's appearing, looking at websites. I don't know if she's looking for
for pills,
online pharmacies, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. She's up to her old tricks.
Right. But the thing about it, Kevin sees her on the computer, but each and every time that he comes near her, she switches the screen, turns the computer off or something, you know, to listen to what he's saying. But later on during that scene, we get to see Kevin comes down and check the search history. And once again, we prove how smart Jackie is and how ahead of the game she is. She ends up putting all like drug recovery, drug withdrawals in the search.
AA meetings.
Right, in the search, in the search history to throw Kevin off. But I remember reading the reviewers of the show saying that she's a little bit too smart.
Really? Some
of that. Yeah, they said that, I believe it was Matt Rosenthal of TV Fanatics saying that he gets tired of how smart her character is everybody. She just totally ahead of everybody else. And nobody is smart as she is.
Well, I think, you know, maybe with, her going to start slipping here, it appears, that maybe she's going to start slipping up.
It's
and maybe
possible.
maybe the sharpness is on its way out. And maybe that's why they're pointing out little things like that. How far ahead she is of everyone else, because I think you're going to see her. It's just my opinion, but I think in the coming weeks, we're going to see her backslide a little bit, and she's going to start getting caught up in some of this stuff.
Well, we'll see, because it's one of those things that the writer reviewers of the show never say, that she never, every time that she gets cornered, she always figure out a way of getting out of it. She never get called out on her mistakes, flaws, over that. I mean, yeah, they say something, but she always seemed to have that solution.
She's got a cover for it every time.
Right. I guess it's kind of like the old Gilligan Island thing, or I even take it back and go old school on you, the good times. I mean, we're both in them old school as far as that goes, where every single time they figure out a way of getting out of their situation, something comes up to keep them right there at it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that I happen to identify with as far as, you know, the comparisons to.
Mm-hmm.
So far as what next goes into, we still see the gutting of the hospital that is, and we get our first mention of Kelly due to the budget cuts. Gloria has to hire out temporary help, and one of those temporary nurses that is turns out to be Kelly.
And she tells Jackie to be nice,
right? Because we all know what happened when Zoe joined, and she knew how enthusiastic she is about new nurses and how she dealt with Sam when he came on board.
I hate to see Gloria watching these pirates, as she calls them, the movers packing the truck with all the pictures and this in the statues of all the saints. And it's so sad she's just sitting there watching it all happen, you know.
Yeah, next we get to see Jackie having her first bump of the day, as I like to call it. She happened to hid a little stash in the inseam of her coat.
Yeah, right out of by the zipper. She just pops one right out. She's a clever little manipulative addict.
Right. And Eddie come walking up, and he happens to make a confession to her that him and Tony are going out on their first little date.
Yeah, things have been progressing. He's going to take her out.
Yeah, and he happens to admit he's taking her to the Museum of Natural History.
Oh, and Jackie likes that.
That should go over big with Tony, knowing Tony personality.
Yeah, she'll love that.
Yeah, I don't think she's very cultured, so to speak. You know, I think her night out is night out at the bar, so to speak.
Or, some kind of club, not at the Natural History Museum. So Jackie's pretty, I think, thrilled to hear that that's where he's taking her.
So next we finally get our introduction to Nurse Kelly, finally. Nurse Kelly Slater, that is.
Yeah. We see the ER. We got a gunshot victim and then a trampled firefighter.
I thought he was a police officer.
I think he's a firefighter.
Okay. All right.
And Kelly kind of pushes his way in.
Yeah, he just, like we heard in the video where Eve was interviewed, he just pops up.
Yep, just boom.
He just, you know, Nurse Kelly to the rescue, so to speak, there.
It was kind of funny how Eve looked at him in shock.
Right, because that's, just right, where did you come from?
Yeah.
And then she ushers him off to go help Coop with the gunshot.
Right.
I mean, with the trampled firefighter. Right.
Yeah, because I think she's afraid of what Jackie might do to him as well, because he was pushing in on Jackie's turf before Jackie got a chance to say anything.
Maria.
You know, O'Hara told him to go over and help Coop.
Yeah, one of those things. We all have seen how Jackie feels about you trying to muscle in on her territory.
Right.
She's like a predatory animal, so to speak. She comes in and does her thing.
Yeah.
So, anything else did during that scene?
Well, I had to laugh because Lenny, the ambulance driver, came in because the gunshot victim was asking about her dog. She was real concerned about where her dog was. Well, Lenny had come back in because he found the slug had went through her arm and was on the gurney. So he sniffs O'Hara's hair, and he says to her, "You always smell so nice." And she gives him the look like, get out of here. It was just funny to me the way she gave him the look. So that was kind of cute.
So we got Coop telling the staff about his mom's getting the divorce.
Mr. Dramatic.
Right. And how he seemed to be using the crutch as a crutch, because we know when he gets stressed or something's not going right, he tends to grab women's breasts.
Yeah, he he goes to say that he was so full of anxiety and his little Tourette thing, he almost grabbed Gloria's boob.
Yeah, he said that he could tell that she knew.
She knew it, too.
Yeah, she was going to grab it.
Yeah, she knew it.
Right, she knew. It was one of those things. But Jackie ends up taking the crutch away from him, but he says that, hey, I can use a little TLC before that. And she tells him, hey, I believe in you.
Oh, that was so funny. It was so funny because at the beginning of it, she had brought the girl's dog, the gunshot victim. She got the dog from Lenny and brought the dog into the pharmacy in the quote unquote storage area where the cot is.
Right.
And gives the dog some water in a bedpan.
You're right.
And then Eddie's like, I'm allergic to dogs. And she's still giving him a little attitude. And she's like, you got a wall full of Zyrtec, which is allergy medication. So it's like she's kind of, you know, still a little miffed at him, I think, over the Toonie thing. But, you know, and then Coop rushes in there. He needs safety. He needs safety. He needs to feel safe.
Right.
And panicking and over dramatic about everything. His little bunion and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but we find out next we go into Kelly starting off again on the right foot by sitting in Jackie's little chair that is, that she sits in at the desk at the nurse's station.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well.
No.
Zoe does not like that.
Well, Jackie's her role model.
Oh, yes.
So.
Oh, yes. Zoe goes on the defense right away.
Right. Tell, hey, she dude, says, get out the chair.
Get out of the chair. And she says to Jackie, I will take him out back and school him. Which
right,
I thought was so funny.
Because Jack, he's one thing he stood out, he was saying, Kelly, that is, was saying that, you know, he can't stand it when nurses just stagnate in one place, you know, not utilizing their skill in different places where they need it. And it just happened that Jackie's walking up behind him while he's saying it, and all that you can see the look on Thorne and Sam's face like, oh, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an absolute rubbing the wrong way.
Yeah, but we've seen this before because when Sam came in, like I mentioned
before. She doesn't like the new folks coming in. She doesn't like it.
Well, I mean, she don't like anybody that's coming out. I don't think she think nurses should be standouts in that sort of way. She'd like to leave that to the doctors to be the so-called superstars or the heroes, that kind of thing. She likes to do her thing quietly behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't do anything to really stand out.
Yeah.
So that's how I think that's what it is about that. She don't like when nurses think they're superstars.
Yeah.
They just, because they're here, really there to help people most of all.
Yeah.
So we get to see, you know, once again, it's all through in this episode, we get to see statues being carried out, paintings being carried out because of the desecration of the hospital.
Yep. It's sad.
Right.
It's just sad to watch Gloria have to go through that. I mean, she's been there over 20 years, so.
Right. Yeah, she loved her hospital. But we got to see Coop talking to the firefighter that you mentioned who was happened to be trampled, and he lies about his foot that he hurt it during basketball, that he sprained his wrist.
Oh, yeah, his Achilles.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, and the guy says, oh, look, my grandma had the same boot when she had bunion surgery. Oh, no, no, no. You know?
Yeah.
The firefighter is just as dramatic as Coop is. It's so funny because when he was being treated in the ER, he kept, oh, I need morphine. I was trampled. Oh, I need morphine. Putting this big thing on for the other guys, all the other firefighters, his coworkers. And you could tell he's much similar to Coop as far as their personalities and trying to impress people and wanting to
what comes out in the episode, what you should look at is that both of them use their injuries as their like we said before, as their crutches. They're using it to deflect or trying to draw attention on mm-hmm. more to themselves than it really needs to be, I think.
Oh, yeah. They're using, I mean, he's trying to, he wants it to be to his firefighter brothers that he was really hurt doing this.
Right.
You know, so Coop catches on because they start pouring their pain out to each other.
They have a bonding moment.
Then, like, you know, facing each other, pain is pain and I feel your pain. And, oh, he gives in, oh, I'm going to go tell all your firefighter brothers that you broke every rib and this and that. And it was quite a scene between the two of them.
Right.
So it was funny.
But we also seen during that time period, during that same time frame, we see the lady who happened to have been shot with the dog, that she was concerned about the dog, give Zoe her number to give to Lenny. Lenny cute. So the cute little curly haired guy with the goatee.
That took care of my dog.
Yeah, took care of my dog, so.
Yeah. Don't forget Toddie. That was O'Hara's patient. She was the 95-year-old gal that had the heart palpitations when seen Jersey Boys. And you have her nasty son in there basically running down all the homes he's had her in and wants to keep her in this current one. And it was so funny because Zoe was trying to get somewhere with her and ask her questions. And she's saying, I'm not telling her anything. She looks like the girl that works at the vet's office. She's got the same clothes on. And then Jackie walks in and she thought her haircut was awful. And
yeah, she's definitely
so funny.
Well, she has that standard for women that she believed that women have a certain
appearance to uphold.
Right.
ladylike appearance.
What her views of how women should be are old fashioned.
Sure, she's 95.
Right, she's thinking, you know, nobody, women shouldn't cut their hair to that kind of thing, and Zoe didn't look professional. I mean, she was definitely quite a card.
Oh, she was hilarious. And then, of course, O'Hara walks in, and oh, finally a woman who's not in trousers. You know, she was thrilled to see O'Hara. So
I think O'Hara exemplified what a lady should be.
That's right, and they hit it off quite well. And she ends up actually asking her son to leave for a moment and has a private moment with Toddy. And learns a little bit more about her, and Toddy's quite a trip. So O'Hara ends up prescribing a glass of sherry a day for Toddy. So then you see Jackie come back in, and she gasps at, oh, her hair is awful. And I had to laugh because O'Hara said, no hooch for you if you can't behave.
Yeah.
So
once again, we go back into seeing Kelly making friends as usual. He's, bragging about his little career in nursing, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, he seemed to be bonding with the guys, the male nurses, that is. And Jackie comes in and tells Sam that he needs to go do something for a patient. And Kelly looked like who she thinks she is, you know, trying to order people around and tell Sam, like, dude, you don't let her talk to you like that? But Sam is, that's how it was, more or less like saying, that's how it is, man. You know, it's a hierarchy here, and she's the head, head of the food chain. So we do what she said. But you can see it doesn't really
sit well with Kelly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not really, obviously, like we said before, he's definitely starting off on the wrong foot with her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
next we go into Jackie plans to be working with Kevin because on the phone conversation she having with Tooney, he seemed to be in a better mood because after seeing that whole Google thing of her searching out recovery, they seem to be getting along better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she, when she finds out that Kevin looked up what she was doing on the computer, I think it upset her.
Right.
She obviously, knows Kevin's spying on her at this point.
Yes. But next we go out from after that scene, we go into Jackie tells Eddie that she doesn't want him going out with Tony.
Oh, I just think that's a deflection. She's just trying to, she's down. She's in the storage area with Bingo, the dog, the gunshot victim's dog, and she's in there trying to pop a pill, which she gets out of her bra. And she's trying to pop a pill, and he comes and opens the door and asks if she's all right, and she's acting all down. So I think she just basically, I don't want you to go out with Tooney. And he just shuts the door, and she kind of just turns around and pops the pill, and that's that.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything.
He
didn't say anything about it.
No.
But we have another scene with Jackie and O'Hara, seeing the mending fences between their relationship again, because she happens to say that Kevin's being a real jerk to her, so to speak. And I guess she's trying to, get O'Hara to, be supportive on get on her on her side as usual.
Right. And O'Hara's feeling for her. To begin with, O'Hara and Kevin never meshed. They never got along.
Right. Yeah.
So O'Hara's like, well, we can talk. So you can see she's wanting to be
there for Jackie.
Tight. Yeah. Like they used to be.
Right. So we see in the, during each and every episode, we see them slowly getting back to where they once was.
Right.
So we get another little, funny little scene about, with Zoe and O'Hara. And Zoe asks O'Hara advice on what to do about giving Lenny the number that he received from the little girl with the gunshot wound in the ER.
Zoe's so funny with O'Hara because she's so enamored with her. Like, she's so glamorous and she wants to be like her. But you're you, and I just want to know what you would do.
It seemed like, I don't know. I wonder if they're trying to go with a thing where Zoe is trying to be too much like Jackie. So it's because you notice how she just following her footsteps, because early she tried to get something from the newsstand as far as getting what she thought Jackie bought from the newsstand. And she said, give me the same thing the lady's having. And she put, the guy put down a pack of sunflower seeds, and she's like, no, give me some Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of funny. But next we go after that scene with O'Hara.
Oh, O'Hara tells her she'd burn the number.
Right.
That's what O'Hara ends up telling her.
But next we go following with Zoe tells Lenny about the number and actually gives it to him.
I thought that was so funny. She just kind of saunters up there, scooches up real nice to him, and you know, and he's eating his meatball sub, which his meatball fell out and he shoves under the bench. And she just kind of flips out, here, this is for you. And he wipes his mouth with it.
Right. And just tosses it to the side. And,
you know.
So he acknowledges the fact that, you know, he only wants to be with her.
Oh, yeah. He wipes his mouth and takes out his pocket watch and says, like, I have time for anyone except for you.
Right. So after that little cute little scene that we saw there, which, you know, I really liked. I thought it was funny how she had a little smirk on her face at the end. But we go into the chapel and we see O'Hara, Eddie, and Jackie, and they having a little happy hour, so to speak, on their own.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, Eddie even offered Jackie a little sip of the little flask that he's carrying, but she turns it down.
Yeah, and O'Hara goes, asked Eddie if he can fill her prescription that she did for Toddy of 6 ounces of sherry a day.
Right.
He said, no, but I have James with me, and pulls his flask out. So there they go.
Yeah.
Having a little sip.
Yeah, but Jackie ends up leaving, and we see her later on the street with a Gloria still watching the gutter of her beloved hospital of her statues being taken away.
Yeah.
And just happens to say to her, you were kind of soft on the new guy today.
She said, don't tell me you were nice to him today.
Right.
She said, you look like you could use a miracle.
Yeah, because as we mentioned, she, you know, her hospital, little beloved hospital is being gutted of yeah. statues around her. So at the end, we finally end the episode with Jackie sitting on the back porch, and we get a little glimpse of the family in there getting ready for dinner, and they just seem to be having a good time.
Having a blast.
But we go back to the episode of Mittens. We've seen her sitting there pondering again. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of making you wondering, is she pondering, you know, the time that she, her inability to connect with her family at home, because it seemed like she's only really functional when she's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very withdrawn when she's at home.
Yeah.
So I that's one of the things after maybe rewatching the episode that I went back and looked at and said, you know, because at first I was like thinking she's just very withdrawn, period, because of her drug use. I mean, that's definitely part of it. But I feel as if that she don't seem to know how to function when she really at home.
No, so, I don't think she does either.
Right.
And her supply is getting low of her drugs. And so she might be coming off a little bit and getting a little more depressed. And she's got Toonie in there, and she's upset with Kevin for spying on her. And, you know, she's got a lot of stuff going on at home. But like you said, she doesn't seem to be real take charge and connected when she's at home.
No.
So I don't know. We'll have to see what that
next episode is going to be. So
yeah,
as we get in, we like to get into the end of the show, and we do our little award segment there as usual. So we get into the best bet. Oh, excuse me, worst bedside manner and best bedside manner. You had a out of order there. Sorry about that. So I'll let you go first. I went first the last episode.
Okay, I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna do my worst, which is kind of off a little bit. My worst malpractice award goes to Toddy's son, the 95-year-old woman's son, because he wasn't worried about her whatsoever, making her comfortable, anything like that. It was all about trying to make sure that the home would keep her, because she tends to be a little difficult, because she obviously she's 95, but she's all together with it, and she feels like she's being treated, you know, with disrespect. And he's more worried about his 45-year-old wife leaving him if she had to move in with them. So
you see how old he is, then wouldn't you be concerned?
I don't care how old your wife is. You take care of your mama. You don't shift her from home to home.
Well, I'm just saying.
She's burnt. I don't care how old his wife is. She is 25 or what. You take care of your mama. You don't go shoving her in a home, and she keeps, you know, moving house to house. That's all he's worried about. So, you know, I got a soft spot for the older generation. So he was my malpractice award victim. And I'm giving my best bedside manner to Zoe this week for having the maturity to actually not burn the girl's phone number, to actually give it to Lenny and be mature and see what happens about it. So that's what I did this week.
Okay. Now, once again, we go to polar opposite here again. My best bedside manner award goes to Lenny. Because the smooth move with the watch and saying, I only got time for you, that was smooth. That's a player move right there. That's a player move. Game recognized game on that one. So you got to give it up to that one. I really thought that was really smooth. And my worst malpractice award goes to Zoe. Yeah, I'm going there again. And this is the reason why here. Because she never tries to acknowledge the fact this dude is crazy about her. And she knows, and I mean, she gives a little smirk, but she doesn't let him see it. She turns her head. And I'm pretty sure that was just for the fans, the kind of thing. It's like, I feel as if she, I don't know, if I almost want to compare that she tries to be too much like Jackie in some regards about even how she even handled relationships. Because I don't know if they ever going to get into it. Does she have maybe commitment issues as far as maybe she... her parents are divorced or something of that accord. I don't know. But I give it to her because it's just like, you know, because you gave it, remember you gave it to Jackie one time because of something that, of a relationship issue in the past show. But I'm just giving it to Zoe because I don't like the way she's playing my dude. I don't really think that's cool.
I just thought, you know, O'Hara told her to burn it and that would be that. But she was mature enough to actually, you know, see what would happen, give it to him, and she didn't do it. So I know we're always opposite. Well, not always. No, last episode
we agreed on best bedside manner.
You know, not always, but very interesting. We try not to discuss this beforehand, so we don't know what each other's bedside manner award's going to, or the worst malpractice. We don't discuss it, so it's always a surprise to us when we do the show.
Right.
So we'd like to thank you guys for listening and ask you to join us next week. So we really appreciate all of the downloads and tweets and everything.
So as usual, we like to give out our little information here. You can find us at callingallsaints@blogspot.com. That's callingallsaints@blogspot.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast, or the fan cast, as we like to call it, each and every week that we sit down and do it for you. So, and you also, we like to talk about our Facebook page, which you can find us at Nurse Jackie Calling All Saints. That's our Facebook page. And then you can also follow us on Twitter, which we update and send out our new episodes on, which is NJ Fancast at Twitter.
Yep. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, like she said, thank you for listening, and we hope you join us next week for next week's episode of our favorite show, Nurse Jackie, starring Emmy Award winning actor Edie Falco.